USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Taliban insurgents advance on Kabul Sunday. President Ashraf Ghani leaving the country and the U.S. Embassy evacuating staff. The capital's airport where diplomats, officials, and other Afghans had fled coming under fire. Government employees and civilians, including many women and children, crowding in the airport terminal, desperately waiting for flights out. American diplomats were evacuated from their embassy by helicopter. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized the deployment of 5,000 U.S. troops to help evacuate citizens and ensure a orderly and safe drawdown of military personnel. The president saying his administration told Taliban officials that any action that puts U.S. personnel at risk will be met with a swift and strong U.S. military response. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The death toll from a massive earthquake in Haiti has reached more than 700. 2,800 people are injured, and getting help to the area has some logistical challenges.
The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Former Haitian Prime Minister Laurent Lamothe tells CNN that there's a serious logistical problem in getting help to the areas of the country affected.
The four departments that are hit by the earthquake today, there is only one road leading to them, and that road is being dominated and controlled by gangs in the Martinson area. So basically, those four departments are basically cut off from the rest of the country. So one of the biggest, certainly, challenges will be to free up the access to the departments to bring assistance, aid needed to rescue the victims of this catastrophe.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Drivers are paying more to fill up their gas tanks, but how long is that going to last?
Gasoline analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us the prices are up 3 cents a gallon.
The new average is $3.25, and it's $1 above what it was 1 year ago.
Motorists in Baton Rouge are getting a break, while California drivers are taking a hit.
We have an average $2.74 in Baton Rouge and a monumental $4.50 in San Francisco. California in general moved up 6 cents in the past 3 weeks and now averages $4.37.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A fuel tank explosion in northern Lebanon killed at least 28 people and wounded more than 79 others. Fuel smuggling operations have been ongoing for months. A Lebanese military official said the explosion occurred after the army confiscated a warehouse where about 60,000 liters of gasoline was stored, and the order was given to distribute the fuel to residents. It has only been available on the black market. The Lebanese army has been cracking down on smugglers active along the Syrian border, confiscating thousands of liters of gasoline over the past few days. The death toll from flooding in Turkey has hit at least 62. 77 people remain missing. Torrential rains pounding the country's northwestern Black Sea, causing flooding that demolished homes, severed bridges, swept away cars, and rendered numerous roads unpassable. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.